do wish you'd stop playing that rubbish, Sheila.
That rubbish made us international superstars.
It made us one-hit wonders.
Two-hit wonders, if you don't mind.
Only because they reissued it 30 years on.
It still made us celebrities, Tommy.
Yes, in Jersey. Big deal.
Well, God knows why we went there. Small islands, small mines.
Big savings on booze and fags.
But now we've got away at last. What's the point of being international stars if you can't have the freedom to live where you want?
Yeah. So how come we've ended up in Hammersmith?
Don't give your love to someone while I'm away.
Want you to think about me each night and day. After being gone so long,
we want it to be like they've never been gone.
Like They've Never Been Gone, starring Roy Hudd and June Whitfield.
Here we go, that's Break a Leg in the 2:30, Fat Bottom Filly in the 3 o'clock.
Hello, Tommy. What are you up to?
Oh, I was just making a list of all the stuff we need to do up the house, you know.
So when are you going to start?
Start?
On the decorating.
Me? Well, don't they have little men round here to do things like that?
Oh, Tommy, this is London. Little men charge £80 an hour and drive around in Range Rovers. Anyway, why not? You used to be in the trade when we first met up.
Well, yeah, but I was crap at it, wasn't I?
Oh, Tommy, do you remember coming to do Mummy and Daddy's bathroom for them?
Yes. How you managed with buckets all those years, I'll never know.
The way you stretched it out as long as you could, so we could be together.
Well, yeah, plus I was on a daily rate, you realise that?
Miserable git.
Ah, come on, Shil, where's your sense of humour?
I lost it when I met you, Toe Rag.
Well, that's not all you lost, was it? Hey!
That's what I told you, anyway.
Hey?
Now get on with this decorating.
I told you I'm useless at it.
You're useless at singing, too, but it never stopped you. Where do you think you're going?
Well, I'm just popping out to do it all.
Oh, right. Off you go, then.
Yes, dear.
And while you're there...
Yes?
Put a tenner on Break a Leg for me.
Elstein International, Moe Franklin speaking. Oh, no. Sorry, you've got the wrong extension. I'll try and transfer you. Hello, switchboard. Can you put this call through to Miss Middlemass, please?
Murray. Word in your shell, like.
Of course, Mr. Elstein.
Where's Kevin?
He's just popped out.
About 3 weeks ago, I'm reliably informed.
I was using the word just in its loosest sense.
You know, I only took you on because Kevin insisted. If he's left us in the lurch, that puts your position in a completely different light.
Yes, Mr. Elstein.
I mean, it was supposed to be a job share.
Yes, well, I'm doing the next 30 years and he'll take over after that.
He's not coming back, then?
No.
I notice since he's been gone that your esteemed parents, viz. Tommy and Sheila, a.k.a. your only clients and the reason I gave you two a job in the first place, haven't had any work whatsoever.
Ah, now that's all in hand, Mr. Elstein. I'm organising a comeback tour for them.
Oh, tremendous. That'll be, let me see now, their third comeback in 2 years?
Really?
The record previously only equalled by Charlton Athletic.
Oh, yes. Anyway, it's your fault them not working.
My fault?
Filling Mum's head full of dreams about touring the States, a season at Vegas, a week at Pizza on the Park. She won't accept anything less now.
It's my job, as the eponymous proprietor of Elstein International, to flatter my stars, make them feel special.
Yes.
It's yours to keep their noses to the wheel.
So you can keep yours in the trough.
Good Lord. The worm turns. Listen, Murray, why don't you take the rest of the day off?
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Elstein.
And tomorrow?
Yes?
Don't bother coming back.
You're sacking me?
Oh, that's a very brutal word, Murray. Yes, I'm sacking you.
Give me a week, Mr. Elstein. I'll find them something.
All right. Thank you.
That's all right. It's only for the pleasure of seeing you begging again in 7 days' time.
Oh, it's good to be back in London, Hetty. Right at the centre of things, the hustle, the bustle, the wheeling and dealing.
Oh, yeah, if you say so, madam.
Oh, you're all right carrying all those potatoes on your own, are you?
Well, now that you come to mention it...
You see, it wouldn't be right for a national celebrity like me to be seen carrying a half-hundredweight sack.
No, madam.
Oh. Mind you, there are disadvantages to being in London. One gets pestered by fans all the time.
When?
Surely you've noticed, Hetty. 3 total strangers have come up to me already.
No, I didn't see nothing. Yeah, what'd they say?
Well, it sounded like... spare some change. Probably a colourful local greeting.
Oh, look, there's the butchers, right? We'd better get the meat for tonight.
Good idea, Hetty. Yeah. What about some steak fillet or a couple of pheasants?
You got any money?
You know me, Hetty, I'm like the royal family.
Always on the take, you mean. Here. What about your bendable buddy?
Well, to tell you the truth, I am a teensy-weensy bit overdrawn on that already.
Oh.
You won't tell Tommy, will you?
Well, now, if I'm going to pay, I've got... what have I got? Oh, about 2 quid. Oh, yeah, that'll buy us a nice bit of scrag end. Here, where are you going?
I cannot be seen by an offal in my position.
Oh, look, tell him it's for your shih tzu.
Really, Hetty, I don't think you should refer to Tommy like that.
Sheila? Oh, hello, Murray. You all right, Murley?
I need to talk to you and Mum, seriously.
Have you seen your Mum anywhere?
She said she was just nipping out to the shops.
What? I told her we can't afford you. Oh, yeah, hello? Is that the Bendicard hotline? I'd like to report a stolen card.
Dad, you can't do that.
Why not?
Because last time, Mum ended up in a prison cell for 3 hours.
Kept her out of Harrods, though, didn't it, eh?
And you were fined £50 for wasting police time.
A bargain, son. What's 50 quid compared to what your mother would have spent? Yes, it's Tommy Franklin.
Dad, they'll have you on a file.
The Tommy Franklin, actually? What do you mean you've never heard of me? Don't you watch the telly? I was a household germ in the Domestos advert. Yes, that's right. The fat one who got stuck halfway round the bend, yeah. What's that? Was I flushed with success?
Oh, God.
Have you thought of writing for Noel Edmonds, young lady? Look, can we get on with this? Look, the card number is 1865.
Tommy!
Just a minute, I'm on the phone. 1865-722-663. Da! Sheila! And a portion of prawn crackers, I thank you very much. Just ordering a Chinese, my love.
I thought we were economising.
Yeah, what's wrong with my scrag end?
Actually, I think Dad was a bit worried you might be out at Harrods again, Mum.
And if I was, what is the point of living in West Knightsbridge if I don't support the local shops?
How many times have I got to tell you, woman, Hammersmith is not West Knightsbridge?
While we're all here, can we just stop bickering for a minute and have a bit of a chinwag?
A chinwag? You've been reading Biggles again, have you?
Shut up, Dad.
Sorry.
The fact is, Lewis Elstein came to see me today, and he's a bit worried that since you moved over here from Jersey, ostensibly to make yourself available for work, you haven't actually, well, done any.
What about my domestos ad?
Sorry, I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah, pity the rest of us can't.
Yeah. It was Lewis Elstein who said we should wait until the right offer came along.
Well, yes, I think in principle, Elstein believes that.
Well, I think you're both being a little unfair on Lewis. He just wants to make sure we're being handled properly.
Yes, well, we all know how he'd like to handle you, don't we?
I can't help it if men fall helplessly at my feet wherever I go.
I'll get it.
No, you won't. Hetty will. That is why one has servants.
Oh, when I thought it was just for treating like dirt.
Yes, that as well.
Hello, Franklin House. How may one help you? Oh, it's for Mr. Tommy Modham. Should I see if he's finished grooming the horses?
Aye.
Ask Frobisher to go and check.
Frobisher?
The butler, Hetty.
Oh, that Frobisher.
Who is it?
and Mr. Danvers from Bendicard.
Oh, my God.
I told you they'd catch up with your dad.
Yeah, give that to me. I'm afraid Mr. Franklin isn't available. He's gone on to Tibetan retreat for 6 years. I'll get him to ring you when he's back, all right?
What was all that about?
Wrong number.
If I may just continue. What I wondered was if we could put your names up for a few guest appearances on TV.
Like the lottery?
Well, I was thinking more of panel games, magazine programmes.
Oh, are we talking daytime here?
Yes. Why?
Your father's only allowed out of his coffin when the sun goes down.
Smack a one in a minute, I swear it.
You see, I don't want to sound desperate, but...
But you are, yes.
All right, yes. The money from Dad's ad is running out. The bills are mounting up and, frankly, my job's on the line.
Well, look, I don't mind having a go at this daytime stuff, as long as it isn't anything too tacky.
This from a man who has just played a household germ.
Typecasting again.
Watch it, you.
In fact, I'm not really sure that I like this idea at all.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry, Murray, but a star of my calibre does not demean herself by appearing in front of housewives and unemployed northerners.
But, Mum...
The matter is closed. In fact, I shall go and see Lewis tomorrow and give him a piece of my mind. Let me know when the Chinese comes, will you?
Oh, cheer up, Murray. You look like a man who's got 8 drawers and forgotten to post the coupon.
Sorry, Dad. I can't turn it on and off like you.
Oh, yeah. Of course, you're sensitive, aren't you? Your mother keeps telling me. Here. Did you hear about the bloke who goes into a Chinese takeaway to buy cigarettes?
Yes.
He asked for 20 number 6 and... What did you say?
I said yes. He asked for 20 number 6 and they bring him 20 lemon chickens.
Oh. Right.
You tell it every time we come in here.
Look, Murray, you shouldn't let Elstein get you like this. He's nothing, mate. He's a bogey on the handkerchief of the entertainment business, that's all.
You don't like him, huh?
Between you and me, I reckon his mother should have drowned him at birth and raised one of his nappies instead.
Yeah, well, it's all right for you. You don't have to work with him.
Now, that is cobblers. I've had to work with Elstein on and off for nigh on 40 years.
He could sack me tomorrow if he wanted to.
Exactly.
Oh, thanks, Dad. That's a great comfort.
No, no, son. What I mean is, you have to work out why he hasn't sacked you. There's obviously an agenda here that you know nothing about. Tune yourself into his way of thinking. Nothing straightforward, nothing like it seems. There's always an ulterior motive.
And what might that be?
Well, I reckon he still thinks he's in with a chance with your mother.
Honestly, Dad, we're talking about someone trying to run off with your wife here. I don't know how you can be so calm about it.
As long as she gets custody of Hetty.
If only Kevin were here. He'd know what to do.
Yeah, I'm sorry, son. Do you miss him?
What do you think?
Well, I mean, if you need to talk about it, I am your father, you know.
No disrespect, Dad, but when I need advice on matters of the heart, you'll be the last person I come to.
Well, I like that. Who was the first person your Uncle Walter came to when Auntie Doreen ran off with the woman from the laundrette?
Oh, yes. And if I remember rightly, you told him to get out there and bonk everything that moved.
Good advice, I reckon.
To a vicar?
He got himself a whole new perspective on life.
He got himself defrocked.
Yeah. In more ways than one, yeah.
How did you do that, Dad?
Do what?
Take a serious conversation and turn it into a string of one-liners.
I don't know, it's a gift, I suppose. Look, just off the top of my head, what about getting me another advert, eh? Household germ 2. This time it's personal. That would buy us a bit of time, wouldn't it?
I don't know, Dad. I mean, Mum's got a point. It's not really going to do your career any good, is it?
Come on, my career was over 30 years ago, son. Hers too, if she did but know it. Now, there's no point in being precious when what we need is hard cash.
Well, thanks, Dad. I'll see what I can do.
Atta boy. Here. Why is eating a Chinese like taking Viagra?
Because half an hour later, you fancy doing it again.
Perhaps we'll go Indian next time, will we?
Are you coming to bed, Tommy?
Is that an invitation?
It isn't Friday, is it?
Sheila, you can't run your life to a timetable. Let's be spontaneous for a change.
Those who plan ahead stay ahead.
And those who don't have better sex.
Well, it might be more of a tempting prospect if you honed up on your technique a bit.
What do you mean?
Well,
considered my needs, treated me like a goddess, attuned yourself to my woman within.
Oh, she's been reading Cosmopolitan again, hasn't she?
I should tread carefully if I was you, Cock, or you might find you suddenly develop a headache on Friday.
You're everything to me, Sue, you know that. You're the only woman who's ever made me feel like a whole man. When I thought I'd lost you to Elstein, it was... well, it was like a light being extinguished in my soul.
Oh, Tommy.
So what about some nookie?
2 out of 10 for trying.
You were a bit hard on the lad tonight, weren't you?
Oh, you mean Murray?
We have another lad you've not told me about? How could you keep him from me, Sheila? Don't I have a right to know?
You mean Murray?
That's the one, yeah. As far as I can see, his career's on the line at Elstein's.
Well, I'm sorry, Tommy, but there comes a time in every diva's career when one has to be selfish to be successful, and I didn't get where I am today.
Hammersmith.
West Knightsbridge, by accepting every little job that comes my way.
You think we still have a career? Seriously?
Well, yes, of course, don't you?
I reckon we've had our 15 minutes of fame. Twice, in fact. I think we should be grateful for that and accept anything that comes along.
Including household germs? Well,
that's not the half of it, girl. I'd be a Teletubby if they paid me, I promise you. And I think you should come down from Cloud 9 and do the same.
Lewis has been talking to Vegas, he told me.
Elstein knows people in Las Vegas?
Well, he's talking through intermediaries, naturally.
If I wasn't such a gentleman, I'd tell you exactly what he is talking through.
Hello, Mummy. It's Lewis. Yes, I'm sorry it's so late. I'm just still at the office. I just fancied a chat. Yes, I know it's been ages. Yes, of course I love you, Mummy. I think about you all the time. Well, it's always when I don't happen to be by a phone. Well, yes. As it happens, I think I may have found myself a nice wife to settle down with. The trouble is, she's someone else's.
Oh, Master Murray, you are up late.
What? Oh, yes, Hetty. Somehow I don't feel I'm going to get much sleep tonight.
Oh, well, you don't mind if I turn in, do you?
No, no, of course not.
Right. Here, do you know, my young man walked out on me when I was about your age.
Yes.
Yeah, it's all a question of refocusing your life. You can't keep living in the past. No, you've got to grab life by the throat and build yourself up again. That's what I did.
And?
And I become Modern's dog's body for 40 years.
This is not very comforting, Hetty.
No, sorry.
God, this is nothing like a proper marriage.
What? What did you say, darling?
I was just thinking there's nothing like a proper marriage, darling.
Oh, Tommy. You do say the sweetest things, occasionally.
Do I, darling? So what's my rating at the moment?
6 out of 10?
Eh?
Maybe 6.5?
Does that mean we can...
Not until we reach an 8.
Well, I'm sorry, Sheila. I didn't have the faintest idea what Murray's talking about. As if I'd give him an ultimatum. Why, he's my buddy.
Well, whatever Murray's reasons, it certainly put the cat among the pigeons.
Oh, yeah?
Tommy's all for abandoning our careers as cabaret entertainers and settling for whatever TV work comes our way.
Oh, typical Tommy. No imagination. Why, you've stayed with him all... No, it's not for me to say.
No. Please go on. I'm enjoying it.
Well, he's always been a bit B category, hasn't he?
B category?
In fact, it wouldn't surprise me if Tommy didn't put Murray up to this whole thing. He's dying to grab some cash wherever he can, but you're standing in his way. What better way of persuading you to change your mind than through the boy?
Yes, that's true. He knows I adore Murray.
Oh, yes, me too.
Mind you, I don't know that Murray's actually had any offers yet.
Oh, I hate to say this, but I happen to know that he has. Hundreds of them.
Really? So you think this is all Tommy's doing?
Oh, I'm not saying anything.
No, of course not.
Far be it from me to come between husband and wife.
Oh, Lewis, you are far too diplomatic for your own good. The swain.
This is our big chance, you know, Sheila.
Big chance?
You and me. Dump Tommy. He's never been any good for you. You're the one with all the talent.
That's true.
Leave him to stew in his TV ads and panel games and build a solo career for yourself.
I don't know if I've got the strength to start up on my own now.
But you wouldn't be on your own. I'd be with you. I've always adored you, Sheila. You must know that. Ever since we toured the South Coast resorts that summer, you were like a mother to me.
You certainly know how to sweet-talk a woman.
Remember Eastbourne?
Eastbourne?
Yes, Eastbourne. 1967.
1967?
I asked you to come away with me.
Are you sure it was me?
Yes, yes. Tommy was away. We made passionate love all night long.
I'm positive I would have remembered. Eastbourne, you say?
Oh, all right, forget Eastbourne.
Yes, I have.
You, me, now. Let's make a new life together.
Are you sure it was 67?
Oh, just forget about 67.
Who else was on the bill?
What?
This tour of the South Coast. Who was supporting us?
Oh, I don't know. There was the Joe Loss Band.
Ah, yes. Oh, yes, it's coming back.
And those comics, the brothers. Brothers or were they cousins?
Mike and Bernie, of course.
The Dallas Boys.
Oh, my God, of course. The Dallas Boys. Oh, yes. Oh, what a summer that was.
The Dallas Boys. You surely didn't.
They were so sweet with their tight trousers and their neat little bottoms.
Which one was it? Go on, which one? I'll kill him.
What do you mean, one, darling?
So how are we doing then, Murray?
Fine. No problems. Things are looking very hopeful.
God, you sound like Gordon Brown, you do. What's the real answer?
I've put some feelers out in TV. So far, nobody's come back to me.
Well, I still think you'd be better off trying the ad agencies. One 30-second slot could keep us going for a year.
Yes, well, the feeling seems to be that you absolutely stole the show on the last one.
Oh, great.
You weren't supposed to, Dad. As Mr. Bagel of Bagel, Belcher and Butt said to me, we're selling bleach here, goddammit. Who needs a sympathetic germ?
Well, yeah.
What is this? A family conference, or should I say conspiracy?
Hello, Mum. Where have you been?
I spent the morning with Louis Elstein.
Oh, that must have been exciting for you.
Yes, it was, actually.
You need to get out, Moa.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was very busy. Practically run off his feet, poor man. But he still made time to see me. That's the sort of pull I have.
Etty, you wouldn't have to get me a drink, would you?
Get your own.
You see, that's the sort of pull I have, yeah.
So, what have you two boys been cooking up while I've been out?
Well, look, the way I see it is we need a bit of dosh. No, no, let's call that a lot of dosh, quickly. You aren't going to do anything that you consider demeaning to your career.
Right.
So I'm going to have to do it.
Oh, well done, Tommy. You're not as stupid as you look.
How could he be?
Watch it. The trouble is the offers aren't exactly flooding in for me either.
Really? Then you'll be interested to know that according to Elstein, we've had hundreds of offers.
You what?
He's been rifling through my private files.
Oh, nonsense. An international impresario like Lewis doesn't soil himself going through other people's correspondence.
No, he'd have someone to do that for him.
The important thing is it true?
Well, of course it's not true. If you're asking us to take Elstein's word against Murray...
Oh, and that lovely, eh?
Thanks, Dad.
Don't mention it, son. We have to stick together against the likes of Elstein. You know what they say? United we stand, divided we're spurs.
The trouble is, it is true.
What?
Hetty?
Eh?
Hetty!
Oh, I enjoy a good row. Here, don't start again till I get back, will you? Hello, 5559. How may I help you? Oh, I'll just see if he has finished in the jacuzzi. It's for you, Mr. Franklin. Bendicard again.
You're going to have to talk to them sometime, Dad.
Yes. Oh, well, I suppose I'd better...
No, hang on.
What did you do that for?
Well, honestly, Tommy, Bendicard indeed. We have people to talk to tradesmen.
He said he was from marketing.
Yes, he probably has a stall down the Portobello Road.
Look, can we get back to our little discussion?
Oh, yeah, go on, let's.
Now, what about these hundreds of offers, Murray?
Well, the truth is you did have hundreds of offers.
Great!
Only I said no to all of them.
You what?
I knew you'd say yes and Mum wouldn't and... Well, I wanted to keep you two together.
Oh, bless him. It's like the parent trap, isn't it?
Well, you were quite right to do it, Murray. Your father may have given up the ghost, but I am determined to get to the States again.
Oh.
I don't suppose you've ever been there, have you, Hetty?
I've been to Sheffield. 5559. How may I help you? Oh, I will just see if he has finished polishing the Bentley. Here, Mr. Franklin. It's for you. Bend the card again.
You don't talk to them.
Don't be silly, girl. They're going to keep on ringing until I do. I'll take it in the library, Etty.
Library?
The kitchen, you silly cow.
Oh, dear. I suppose he had to know sometime.
Know what, Mum?
How much I owe on my Bendy card.
Ah. I wondered why you were so anxious he didn't talk to them.
Oh, don't you just love the way the moral high ground shifts about in this house? Oh.
Well, 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 would you credit it?
Oh, look, Tommy, I know I should have told you.
Dad, I really think you should tell Mum what's been going on.
They want me to do some ads for them. Jokey, you know, about a man who's so anxious about his wife spending, he reports her card stolen every time she goes out.
Oh, that's a bit far-fetched.
Yeah. They want to build a campaign round it, you know, like Barclay Card and Rowan Atkinson.
Only much older.
Thank you, Hetty, yes.
Brilliant. So, how much are they offering, Dad?
Well, obviously, I told them that to talk to you about that, and they'll want to see how the first one goes before signing me up for the series.
But?
He did say something about... $20,000.
Oh, that's really convenient.
Convenient?
Yeah, that's almost exactly what Modam owes on her bill.